German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Moscow today. He is the latest European leader to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin amid fears of a possible invasion of Ukraine. For his part, Putin says Russia is withdrawing some of its troops from the border, and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for a day of unity tomorrow. He's asking Ukrainians to sing their national anthem at 10 a.m. wherever they are. Isabel Kershudian joins us from Kyiv. She's foreign correspondent for The Washington Post, our editorial partners. Isabel, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Give us an idea of the mood in Kyiv. You've been walking around, yeah?
Yeah, you would never think that people are worried about, you know, possible war coming here. The weather was nice today. It was sunny. People were just out and about. You don't see any shortages in supermarkets or a run on banks. We even went by, you know, the train station, the bus station to see if it was busy. I've had some, you know, other Washington Post colleagues flying in. They say the airport's like pretty dead. There's no, you know, rush to get out of here. You know, I've talked to people who say, oh, if we're going to evacuate, we'll go to Western Ukraine and Lviv. But if you go online and try to book a hotel out in Lviv, I mean, there's still plenty of rooms available. I think those are plans people are considering but haven't put in place yet, because there is a skepticism that any of this, you know, will actually come to fruition. I think people in Kyiv, people in Ukraine on the whole, don't really believe that Russia will invade. And so they're just going about their lives as normal.
The Ukrainian President Zelensky walked back a comment suggesting the Russians would attack on Wednesday. Now he's calling for a day of unity on Wednesday the 16th. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep in mind that Zelensky is a former comedian. He was saying that comment in jest, and I think maybe it was a little misunderstood. He's been consistent in saying that he doesn't expect an imminent Russian invasion, unlike his Western counterparts. Even weeks ago, he was saying, don't panic, which was, you know, a huge kind of contrast in messaging from the U.S. side. Over the weekend, when you saw a lot of the embassies here urging their citizens to get out immediately, you need to evacuate, they were pulling back their own staff. You know, Ukrainians kind of felt a little bit isolated. And there was a little bit of resentment, I would say, of the West, in the sense that Russia was the one that was supposed to fall under sanctions. And why is it that, you know, there's a concern of how this will affect the country economically? You know, I think that's kind of more the messaging, too, from the Ukrainian government, that we can't let panic over this, or Russia created panic over this, you know, cripple us in other ways before a single shot's been fired, if it will ever even be fired.
Now, Vladimir Putin said today that Russia had decided to partially pull back troops. What's the conversation about that in Kyiv?
You know, I think there's skepticism about that, too. You know, the foreign minister here today said, we don't just, you know, take someone's word for it. We'll believe it when we see it. And, you know, there's a lot of kind of smart military analysts who are already saying, you know, don't just believe that this is a full, you know, pullback, that these, you know, units might just be redeploying to other positions, that it's going to take several days to see the scale of this and if it's something that's significant, or, you know, if it's something that is just kind of being framed as a pullback, but is really more of a kind of redeployment or shifting of forces that could actually position, you know, Moscow for an even, you know, better position of attack.
Today, the Russian parliament, the Duma, voted to ask Putin to recognize the regions in eastern Ukraine as independent nations. Seems to be a provocation on the one hand. The Russian foreign minister has said, you know, diplomatic options are still on the table for all this. What message is that sending?
There's a lot of kind of things that are still in motion. They're all very confusing, and it's kind of all coming to the forefront today, where you've got, on the one hand, you know, a troop pullback, maybe. On the other hand, you have, you know, this kind of draft proposal to recognize the republics as independent. It's still very unclear what the big picture that Moscow painting is. This is also, you know, the government that's saying, oh, we have no intention to invade Ukraine, while they're, you know, massing 140,000 troops around the border and continue to do so. So it's hard to kind of decipher what their intentions are. But at the very least, I do think it would be a provocation if Putin approves that bill. right now it's just giving him the option and maybe more negotiating leverage.
There has been a procession of diplomats to go and go to Kyiv, to go to Moscow, to kind of shuttle back and forth in all of this. Is there any sense that the Germans may be able to move the needle on this diplomacy any more than the French?
Yeah, I think it's possible because, you know, the Germans do have a better relationship with the Russians. But as far as Ukraine goes and any dialogue Scholz would then kind of have with Ukraine, I think Ukrainians are a little bit more wary of Germany and Scholz because of, you know, they've blocked a lot of defensive weapons purchases, you know, via third countries. There's some resentment here of Germany. But, you know, as far as Moscow goes, I think that's a country that Russia takes seriously when there is negotiations.
Isabel Khoshoudian is Moscow correspondent for The Washington Post, and she's in Kyiv right now. Isabel, thank you for the time.
Thank you.